Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Chagiga Daf Chaf Hey. We are holding at the Mishnah, which is on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis 7 from the bottom. So up until this point, we learned about Chumrois that apply to Kaddishim and not to Truma due to the fact that Kaddishim stands higher than Truma and needs to be protected more intensely. Believe it or not, here we're going to have elements of Chumra that apply to Truma and not to Kaddishim. Here we go. Chayim b'Truma, Truma has a Chumra over Kaddishim. Shebi Yehuda, because we find that in the Yehuda territory of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael was split into several territories, you had Yehuda, Eivar HaYarden, Galil. So Yehuda, which was the area closest to and included Yerushalayim as well. So in that area, due to their proximity to the Beis HaMikdash, Ne'manin al-Taharas Yain v'Shemen kol Yemes HaShana. So although typically an Amaretz is not to be trusted when it comes to safekeeping of liquids, we consider them to be Tamei, he's unlearned, he's unaware of the halachis. When it comes to Tumah v'Tahara, he's Tamei, his belongings are Tamei. But when it comes to substances which are prepared for Mizbeach, for carbon use, wine, oil, meant for Nesachim, he can go ahead and tell us, look, I was careful when I made these things are Tohar. So even though it's Kol Yemos HaShana throughout the year, not even during the time of Gitois v'Habadim, which we'll see soon in the Mishnah, means the times of pressing the olives and the grapes, where all the Amaretz made sure to keep higher standards, otherwise there would be no customers for their Truma. But here we're speaking throughout the year, Hanukkah time, Purim time. They are to be trusted. When they say, look, these items, this wine, this oil, we will magdish it to the Mizbeach when it was Torah, during the time of the season of the pressing season, which at that point we believe that they kept Tahara standards, because all Amaretz, everybody does that. So they say, look, we put it aside then, and although it's a half year later, you should know I kept it Kaddish, I kept it Tahar, he's believed. So what's the reason? The reason is because we don't want to reject the Amaretz completely. We had this a couple of days ago. We don't want them to sort of break off and create their own religion. So we have to keep them involved, we have to incorporate them into our communal institutions, namely the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanis related elements. So when it comes to Kachim, we trust them. When it comes to Truma, they have no Ne'amanus. A Kohen cannot trust the Amaretz that this Truma is Tar, except during the Gitais v'Habadim. That was a season when they would press the grapes, the Gitais are the grapes, the wine presses, Habadim are the oil presses. So at that point, they are to be believed. And Rashi says, the reason is HaKohel Matar Nesklein, we assume that all the Amaretz, or everybody, I'm going to tire their utensils, their equipment during that season. So Truma is limited to the pressing season, whereas Kachim, that they're neman the entire year. So we have a Chumra by Truma, believe it or not, the Chumra by Truma that doesn't apply to Kodesh. Of Ragidis v'Abadim, it's getting back to Truma. Suppose the pressing season is over, and Yam Aretz has no longer any nemanas when it comes to Truma. They presented the Kayin with a chavis of Yain, of Truma. What should he do now? Lo yikablanu miyada, he can't accept it. Lo yikablanu mimenu. Ava manichal agasa bo. As Rashi learns, the Amaretz will just put it aside and wait till next pressing season and then give it to the chaver. Sounds a bit strange almost, right? But that's the way Chazal set forth the Takana. During the time of the Gittes v'Abadim, they are to be believed. And as long as it's right now, pressing season, the Amaretz is to be trusted. So there was a gather. They set forth a guideline. Doesn't always have to conform to logic. But this was a guideline, a gather. Amaretz is not going to be believed except during the pressing season. And once they were matir, once they considered them to be tur during pressing season, they did not differentiate between this year's crop or last year's crop. They have ne'amanus during the time of Gitais v'Abadim. That's where Chazal set forth the Takanas throughout Shas, loy plug, without differentiation, just keep it simple and consistent. And therefore, even though it's already after a season, you can just put it aside until next season and then give it to the kohen. Oh, here's a chiddush. We just said that when it comes to kaddishim, Amaretz is belief. So let's say he says, you know what? There's a little bit of a revius, a lug of oil or whatever, of kaddish in this barrel. So now he's believed on the entire barrel, even on the truma aspect of it, because once we trust him with respect to one aspect of the content, you have to trust him for the entire thing. Either it is or it isn't. Kadde yayin and kadde shemen. What about the actual containers, which contain wine and oil, hamadu mois, which have the truma mixed in? Nemanan aleim mashasagides v'abadim, they're to be trusted during the wine and oil pressing season. The Gemara will explain this clause. And when we speak about the pressing season, says the Mishnah, it's not limited to just the days of the actual press. V'koydim l'gites shivim yayim, it actually starts 70 days before. And the reason is because, as Rashi says, 70 days before, they are already magdimen l'tayres akelim in anticipation of the crush, they amatar their kelim, the utensils and the equipment, accordingly. Now the Mishnah started with the fact that we trust the Amoritz when it comes to wine, oil, mizbeach-related materials, but only in Yehuda. Why Yehuda? Be Yehuda in ubegol loy, not in gol. What's the difference? Where you are? My time, why? Amar Shlakish. Technically, they would be believed anywhere. The answer is mipnei sheretzua shel kusim, is a strip of land where the kusim reside, mafsekas b'neim, which differentiates, which splits between Yehuda and Golol, and we treat it like as though it's chutz la'aretz. We know that the Chachamim applied a tumah to chutz la'aretz, concerned about kfarim. So since the kutim live there, we treat it like chutz la'aretz, and there's no practical way of transporting material from Golol to Yerushalayim without passing through this area. And since these the Goyim, whatever, live there, we consider it like it's Tameh. And therefore, the concept of trusting the Amoritz on these items which are Mizbeach-related doesn't apply there, because nothing there is Mizbeach-related. They don't produce Mizbeach-related materials in these areas. There's no practical, safe way of getting through to Yerushalayim. V'neisiv b'shidav tevev migdal. What do you mean? You could airlift it. With a shida, teva, middle, different types of boxes and cupboards, and just make like sort of an oil, like an airplane, and have the wine be transported over this kutim territory, and give it a safe passage. Hamani Rebbe, you're following shidas Rebbe, the Omar oil, zorek, life shmei oil, a mobile, a moving oil is not considered an oil, it needs to be grounded for it to be considered an oil. But otherwise, it's not an oil and doesn't protect its content from Tumah Desanya. Hanechnas l'aretz amim. If one enters chutzal aretz, b'shida teva migdal, inside this box, Rabbi Matami. Rabbi says he becomes Tami, he's affected by the chutzal aretz territory, despite the fact that he's in this enclosed cage. Because it's moving. It doesn't have a din of an oil. For Rabbi Yosef, or Yehuda Matar, he says, yeah, even oil zarek works. Apparently, our mission is following Rabbi. Oil zarek, a thrown oil, is not considered a proper protector. We have another way to protect it. Why can't it be transported safely in a earthenware keli, which is protected and sealed properly? It can even protect its content in an oil hames, we know, so why can't it protect in this case? Omer Belezer Shoinin Tanoim present the following brisa, which says, Ein Hegdish Nitzol B'Tzamet Pasol. Hegdish has higher standards. We don't want to take chances. Even in a Tzamet Pasol, it's not protected. V'atani, we have a brisa, which seems to indicate otherwise. Some Agoras V'atnan, it's a Mishnah. Ein Chatos Nitzolos B'Tzamet Pasol. The May Paraduma will not be protected in a Tzamet Pasol. And that's the halacha based on a pasuk, because it's still in a makim tamei. So that applies only to chatas. My love, should we not assume it's strictly by chatas? Ha kodesh nitzel, just any other ordinary kacha material can be protected in this tzomet pasul. Lo, no, that's not what it means. Hamayim she'enin mekudashim nitzurlin b'tzomet pasul. Kodesh has a saying there as par aduma, when the Mishnah says only chatas will be vulnerable in a tzomet pasul, it means as opposed to water which was not yet mixed with the offer. Einan mekudashin, it was prepared for par aduma, but not yet activated, that can be protected in the tzomet pasul. It doesn't have the same madrega as par aduma water after mixing with ashes. So bottom line is, Hegdash material as well cannot be protected, and therefore there's no safe passage between Golol and Yerushalayim, so we're not going to assume that these things were really washed and cared for, and kept to the standards of Kachim, because nothing there is suitable for Mizbeach in any case. Asks the Gemara, really? In Golol, there's no connection to the Beis HaMikdash. V'amar Ula tells us, Chavraya, the Chaverim, those individuals who keep to high standards of Tahara, Mad kan begalila. Even in Golol, they maintain Tahara by their wine and oil in anticipation of Mizbeach Yus. Well, you're telling me there's no safe passage? Answers the Gemara, Manich, and they put it aside, hoping that Eliyahu Navi will show up. Ukshayovel Yovi Tareno, perhaps show them a way through the Kusim territory, which is unaffected by tumah, so they're hoping for that. But otherwise, it really isn't any practical way to transport from Golol to Yerushalayim. Okay, so we learned that in Yehuda at least, the Amoraim have Ne'amanus throughout the entire year. If they claim that this Yain v'Shemen was maintained b'Tahara in preparation for Mizbeach Yus, practically speaking, in Golol there's no safe passage, and therefore this concept is not relevant. Mishnah spoke about Ne'amanus for Truma, which is limited to the crush season. U'b'shas ha'gites Ne'amanin afal ha'truma, v'raminu v'avastiru. From a price, ha'goy merzeisav, a chover, who's producing his, an amaretz, is producing his olive oil, he's being goy merzeisav, yishayer kupa achas, v'itnena lo'onikoyin. So don't trust him. He has to put aside one container, one box of olives for truma, put it aside, and make sure it doesn't get wet. There's no potential tumma, and then can give it to the poor kohen. Kohanim were generally poor. That's why they got matnas kahuna. They didn't have their own personal source of sustenance. In any case, the Brisa seems to indicate that Amaretz does not have ne'amanus with regard to truma even during the crushing season. The answer is, it depends where we're holding. Sometimes they would crush late, past season. That's what the Brisa is speaking about. Habacharfi. Amish is speaking about early ones, on time pressing. When everybody is still engaged in pressing, and that's considered the pressing season. We follow the Roiv Ha'olam. Habaafli, the Brisa is speaking when, for the most part, people are pretty much done. Roiv of the world are finished. And therefore, this halacha of Ne'amanus no longer applies, and therefore has to put aside olives safely. Amalir of Adabarava could go in Mai. Give me an example of the late pressers. Ka'osan shal beisavich, like the ones in your family's home, they used to press late. Rav Yosef Amar Beglila Shana was speaking in Gol. And Tosfos says, because of their Rav Shem and the abundance of the oil supply there, they would just press and press, and their pressing season would linger way later than the typical season. Therefore, even though it's a whole town, a whole district, but we follow Reva Olam, it's considered past the pressing season, and therefore there is no longer Ne'amanus, unless he sets aside a Kupa Achas that we know was untainted. Esvi Abaye asks Abaye on Rav Yosef, you're telling me Golol doesn't have this privilege? Ever Hayadim V'Golol Harayin Yehuda. All areas of Eretz Yisrael all the same. Ne'mon and al yain b'shas ha'yain. Amaretz is trusted when it comes to wine, if it is the time of yain. V'al ha'shemen b'shas ha'shemen. Oil is believed during the oil press. Avaloy al yain b'shas ha'shemen. He's not trusted when it comes to speaking about wine when it's now the oil pressing season. V'aloy al ha'shemen b'shas ha'yain, nor on the oil when it's wine pressing. Bottom line is, Golol has the same halacha. El machvarta, it seems that the proper machvarta is lashon of white, of clear, the clear, the proper way is Kedushan and Mikara, as we answered earlier. It's just a question of a delayed a family who delayed, or an individual who delayed his pressing, then it's already past pressing season. But when it comes to Golol, a person, the Gemara says it's an entire district who's involved in pressing, the fact that they're actually a bit later than the rest of the world doesn't affect their Nemanus. But this is during pressing season. Avru Hagitis V'Abadam, once the season is up, they bring the Kayin, they present them with a barrel full of wine for Truma. Too late, Leikablenum, yeah, you can't accept it. Aval Manicho, Legasabo, but the Yamaretz can say, you know what? I'll be back in a half a year. Next pressing season, he'll present it to the Kayin. Boy, Minam Rav Sheshes. The following question was asked to Rav Sheshes, Avru Rekiblum Mo. Which seems to indicate that the Kohen should not take it because at this point he has no Ne'amanus and we treat it as tummy and he might actually consume it between now and the next season. But what happens if he actually took it? Bidi Evid. Maush Yanechen Legasabo. Is he permitted to leave it aside until the next pressing season and then have it? Amar Lehu, Rav Sheshes responds, Tani Suha. I'll bring you a riot to this question from the following Mishnah. We have an Amaretz who passed away, and he has two sons. One Amaretz, like father, like son, and one, lucky him, he had a Chavar as a son, a Chash of a son. So these two fellows were Yerush their father. The problem is, he left over some wine, he left over some wheat. Some of the wheat was Huchshel Lekabotumah and is presumed to be Tamei because it belonged to the Amaretz. Same with the wine. Some of it is wine and is presumed to be Tamei. Because it's the Amaretz's wine. So what's the Chavar going to do? If you're going to split it down the line 50-50, which really is the way it's meant to be, because these two brothers are Zeichen 50% of every type of item that's sitting there. So what is he going to do now? He's going to take the Tamei wine and take the wheat that's Tamei. Chavav Amaretz, Shiyarshu Savi Amaretz. They both inherited their father's, who was an Amaretz. There's a way out. The Chavar can tell the Amaretz, you know what? Toil at a chitim should mock and plenty. He knows that those chitim out there were already huchshel kabotuma, they're presumed to be tummy. You know what? We're going to split the chitim 50-50. But you know what? You take that wheat, I'll take this wheat. He's allowed to do that. He's not really exchanging anything. You take that, I take this. They got 50-50 wheat. You take that 50, I take this 50. Yochalim loy. You take the wheat in that area. I'll take this one here, which he knows is tar. Or you can say when it comes to wine, you take the wine over there, which he knows the Amaretz was involved with. I'll take the other wine, which he knows was untainted. But he can't go as follows. He can't say, look, dear brother, you take all the liquids, which he knows was tummy, and I'll take all the dry material. You take the wheat, which he knows was tummy, and I'll take the barley, which he knows is safe. You can't do that. That's not fair, because in reality, he has a share in everything. And if he exchanges chitim for sa'irim, in reality, he's giving his brother his portion of the chitim. In exchange of the sa'irim, in reality, he's giving his brother tummy items, which he's not allowed to do. So if he's taking chitim 50-50, that's okay. Because he has a schos in 50% of chitim. He can choose which ones he wants. The ones that are Torah for me, fine, he can do that. But if he's going to exchange one type for the other, he's pretty much giving his brother 50% of this type in exchange of 50% for the other type. So he's giving his brother a portion of chitim, which are Torah. He can't do that. But Tanila, we have a Bryce, which elaborated on this Mishnah. This son who's a chaver, Rashi says, let's say he's a kayin and there's some truma material there. So if he has liquids there, has oil, which is presumed to be tummy, let's say he couldn't make this arrangement with his brother, whatever it is, he ended up with oil from his father, which is truma, and he's a kayin. He can use it, but he can't use it directly. He has to burn it. Allah is allowed to burn shemen of truma that's tummy. And the dry material he can leave on the side and actually use it directly because it's presumed to be tar. Question, am I? Why does he have to burn anything? Presumed to be tummy? No problem. Wait until next pressing season. During the pressing season, Evi Amaretz is Neman, and here as well. Even though his father was an Amaretz, Rashi already told us in the Mishnah that Bishas, The Gitois v'Habadim, Hakoil Metarnas Klein, we assume that everybody is looking after the utensils and their equipment. So we assume that this material was pressed b'tahara. So although now it's past season, leave it until next season and enjoy it then. Right? If the Kohen is allowed to do that, that was a shot. Can the Kohen just hang on to it until next season? If the answer is yes, then what's the problem here? Why does he have to burn it? But that was saying like gas. We're speaking about something that doesn't have a set pressing season. Kigoyin says Rashi, Shechar Tmarim Shal Truma, was speaking about date beer, which has no, there's no designated pressing season. So the whole concept is irrelevant. Okay, v'nechem l'regel. Let them hang on to it until Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a time where all the Amoraites are presumed to be Torah, as we're going to see by Hashem tomorrow, based on a pasuk. But that was she'eni m'shtama l'regel. Something was going to spoil by the time Yom Tov comes around, so there's no option of leaving it over. So we learned that the Amoraites has ne'emanus during the pressing season. But once it's over, no longer has ne'emanus, he can wait until next season to give it to the chaver, to give it to the kohen. The question is, can the chaver hold on to it, or are we concerned that it'll perhaps consume it beforehand? We tried to bring a raya, which didn't end up holding. It didn't end up proving much. Actually, Tosfos on Chavdal and Rabbeis, all down the bottom, the last line, he says, "Va'afilu b'chaver atzmai mashma be'gemara she'yishena l'shana haba." Tosfos learned in the Gemara, it's mashma. The spirit of the Gemara's words sound like we're okay with the Kohen actually taking it and holding on to it until next season. So this is all when it comes to Truma. When it comes to Kodesh, he has an absolute ne'emanus. We learned in the Mishnah and Pesach. We have a Beis HaPras, which is a field where there was a caver, and it was plowed over. Mid Rabbanon, the entire field is considered tummy. We're concerned about a bones which were strewn about, perhaps even a small chip, the size of a etzem kadosh, the size of a lentil, which is metami b'maga and b'masa. Not be oil, but maga, b'masa, touching and carrying. So this Beis HaPras is considered to be tummy. Now what's he has to get through? To get to the current Pesach, to go have his truma. Tanan Hasam, Moedin b'shame b'sil. Both agree. Sheboitkin lo'ese Pesach. He can inspect this field in order to allow this fellow to cross over to his carbon Pesach. Ve'ein boitkin lo'ichle truma. But we don't allow this procedure to be applied to enable one to eat truma, to get to the other side to access his truma, to access his carbon. Yes, but not for his truma. My boitkin, how exactly do they inspect this field? Amar Avuda, Amar Shmuel, Manapech, Adam Beis HaPras V'Hoylech. They would blow as they're walking through, blow away the bones that perhaps are there. Rav Chiya Ba'Avar Mishmei De'ula Amar, they would use a different method. Beis HaPras Shenidash. This Beis HaPras would be trampled upon. And that's considered a bdika because we assume that any bones would get, they would just disintegrate. Now, Tar Loise Pesach, the reason why we rely on this method of Vedika to allow this fellow to access his carbon Pesach, that's because Lo Yehemidu Devrein B'makim Karis. Neglecting to bring carbon Pesach generates Karis. So Chacham did not insist on having their halacha stand in the way of a Karis. If they access the carbon Pesach, we sort of suspend, we sort of are lenient when it comes to the Beis HaPras, just make a bedikah and go through. But lo'echle truma, when it comes to eating truma, hey midu devrein b'makam misa. Since eating truma while your tummy is misa, they insisted on carrying out their words, they insisted on considering this place tummy, even bedikah is not considered an effective means of verification. Here comes an interesting shaila. Let's say he checks it to get to the carbon Pesach. Now he's on the other side, can he have truma? Should we say that it works by default or not? Let's say he checked the field. He passed through to get his carbon Pesach. Right? To be shechet his carbon Pesach. So he's there already. He has truma sitting there. Can he have that as well? Ula amar, badak lepischa, mutalecha b'trumasa. Sure. Once he's through for the Pesach, he's through. Either he's Torah or he's not. He's Torah for this, he's Torah for that. Rabbi Amar Ula amar, no. Rabbi the son of Ula disagrees. Badak lepischa, asalecha b'trumasa, chamed a gather. For Pesach it works, but not for Truma. So although he checked it, he's on the other side. He's shechting his carbon pesach, but no truma. Amalei Ha'usaba says, older Zakin tells Rabbi, the son of Ula, what a typical day to Ula. Don't disagree with Ula. The Tanakh of us say we have a raya from our Mishnah, which supports it. Once is an amanus for one thing, it applies to all things. Mishnah says, Yim Omar refresh the Seicher of Yiskoidish Nemon. Mishnah says, although the Amorites typically is not Nemon when it comes to Truma, when it comes to Kodesh, yes. And as soon as he says, look, in this barrel, I know it's contained the Revias of Kodesh. His belief for Kodesh, and therefore by extension, his Nemonis applies to the Truma aspect as well. Alma, apparently, we see, made the Mehemon a Kodesh. Once he has Nemonis for Kodesh, Mehemon Amei HaTrum is Nemon on the Truma element as well. It's one or the other. It's either all or nothing. Hachan Amir as well. Mehemon Amei HaPesach, once he gets through and he's considered Torah for Pesach, Mehemon Amei HaTrum, automatically, by default, he's Nemon for Truma. He can't split them apart. What about the actual barrels? We spoke about the content. Truma content, no Nemonis, except for during the pressing season. When it comes to Kodesh, he's Nemon on the content throughout the year. What about the actual barrels? Do we differentiate between barrels and content or not? Tana ein emanon loyal kalkanim. Do not believe on the barrels. We treat the barrels as though they're tummy. Interesting. The content is tar, but the barrels are tummy. V'loyal atruma, and do not believe on truma. Let's analyze this price. Kalkanim demay. What type of containers are we speaking about? What type of jugs? E kalkanim de kodesh. If we're speaking that the barrels have kodesh material in them, how could you say that the barrels are atami and the content is tar? Migu de mehemana kodesh, mehemana mekan kanam. Once he's believed on the content, you have to believe him on the barrel as well. Why? Why? Says Rashi. It's a nice Rashi here, about 6-7 lines up. Migu de mehemana kodesh, mehemana truma. Sorry, no. See, this Rashi here, just backtrack for a second. This is an important Rashi, but not over here. It's going back on the previous Gemara. The Gemara says like this, that we had a raya, right, to Ula, that once you believed on one element, you believe on the other element, right? And the Gemara bit a raya because Mishnah says if you put in a little revius, a little kodesh in the barrel, he's neman on the kodesh and on the truma. Oh, so let's go to Rashi, who explains that halacha. And that halacha, that svara pertains to this halacha that we're learning here as well regarding the barrels. So Rashi is around 7-8 lines up. Migo de memen kodesh, memen truma. Why? Shegnayhu lemizbeach. It's improper. It's unbecoming. It's disgraceful. Shetehei truma mechaberes lebecheskas tuma. On the one hand, we can say that truma in the barrel is tummy. Va'kodesh yikarv lemizbeach. And take the kodesh part of the barrel and bring it on the mizbeach. That's not proper. It's gnay. It's coming from a barrel which is tummy and putting on the mizbeach. If you consider the kodesh element inside Torah, the entire barrel has to be considered Torah as well. Oh, so likewise in our Gemara, we start with a brisa. He's not to be believed when it comes to the barrel itself, the container, the kankanim. The Gemara asks on that, which kankanim are we speaking about? The kankanim de kodesh that contains kodesh, you can't differentiate. Migu de mehemen a kodesh. If he's believed on the content and it's going in the mizbeach, how can you say the barrel is tummy? That's gnai. Mehemen ame kankanim. Of course he's nemen on the barrel itself. Elo kankanim de truma. Oh, so apparently we're speaking about containers which contain truma and throughout the year where there's no nemonis on the truma, so there's no nemonis on the barrels. Of course, it's obvious. Pshita, hashtag, truma, le mehemen. If you're not believed on the content, akan kana mehemen, why would it be believed on the containers? Oh, so what does the braisa mean? That there's no nemonis on the kankana or the truma. Elo, bereikonim de kodesh ubashari mois hashana. Throughout the year when there is a nemonis on kodesh. But what happened was he poured out the content. He has empty containers right now. The Kodesh material is no longer contained in this container. So now the Gnai element is no longer relevant. Because the container is not connected to the wine. The wine can be Kodesh and the container not. And that's what the Brisa meant. Ein emanan al kankanim means kankanim, which were formerly containing Kodesh, but no longer. Ubimlein de truma, ubishas akites. And the second part of Bryce also spoke about barrels. barrels containing truma during the wine pressing season, where we have ne'amanus, but that's only on the content, not on the barrel itself. See, this concept of having the barrel follow the content, that's specific to Hegdish, to Mizbeach, as we explained earlier. It's not covered. If you say the content is good and the barrel is not, then you're taking it from an unclean barrel. That's not proper for the Mizbeach. When it comes to Truma, we deal with it differently. The content we assume to be Torah, Rashi explains, because the reason why we consider Truma to be Torah during the wine pressing seasons, especially as a Kula, we assume that everybody's their Truma. And Rashi adds a point: we don't want the Kohanim to lose out on their portions of Truma, otherwise they won't get anything. So based on these reasons, we are Matire Truma, we consider Truma material to be Torah during the Gittes, but not the container. The container, they'll live without the container. That's not something that's critical. And therefore, that's not included in the Takana, and we consider that to be Tameh. We have a Kasha Ma'al Mishnah, Tanan, Kadi Yain, V'Kadi Shemen Hamadu Mois. Madu Mois means my love, Madu Mois to Truma. Pasuk says Malay Acha V'Dim Acha. It's relating to Truma, which is mixed into the barrel. So whether we're speaking that Truma fell in, or some Rishonim learned it means a tevel, which is prepared, which is anticipating. It's Truma, they removed from it. So it's Muchan for Truma. And the Mishnah clearly says, not only is the wine and the oil considered tar, but even the containers, the kadayayin. That's a kashat, that's a stira to the price that we just learned. But we don't include the barrels in the halacha. Amrit v'rebchia, no, we're not speaking about Truma, but the most, the kodesh. There's Hegdish material mixed in. Oh, Hegdish, a different story. Hegdish, he has ne'amanus on the content and on the barrel, as we said, because we don't want to differentiate between one and the other when it comes to Mizbeach related materials. Meduma is Kodesh. Umiyuka dimua la Kodesh. What do you have the Lashon dimua pertaining to Hegdish? Dimua means it's mixed in. What do you mean is Kodesh is mixed into his barrel? When it comes to Truma, you can say, well, every tevel has some truma in it, right? If we learned that pshat in the Gemara before, every tevel has truma mixed in because it's a required procedure that's applied to every tevel, right? That has an element of truma, potential truma inside it. But a barrel of wine, your own wine, is considered dimur lekodesh. It has an element of kodesh mixed in. Yeah, Amar de Rabbalayi b'metayras tivloi lito menu nusachem. What happened was, he prepared. This fellow chose to prepare his material for kachim, to be used, the wine for nasachim and the mizbeach, and that's what the Mishnah means, medumois. So basically, it has a kodesh element in it, and therefore, as Rashi explains, because of the kodesh element contained in this wine, we are considering it to be tar with respect to all elements of this wine, even the truma element within it. Because once again, it's genai. It's unbecoming, it's unbefitting, it's disrespectful to take Kodesh out of a barrel and then consider the rest of the barrel to be tummy. So in this case, we trust him for the Kodesh, we trust him for the Truma and the barrel, all wrapped together. Irrelevant of what part of the year it is, because Kodesh is an all-year-round nemonis. That's the chiddush of the last part of the Mishnah. The Ne'amanus of Kodesh extends into all the aspects, all the remaining aspects, the Truma aspect of the barrel itself, everything is considered tar. Now getting back to Truma, we say during the season of the Gittes V'Abadim, and also Kodem L'Gittes Shivim Yayim Arba'ish Ma'mino, we learn from this Mishnah, Dinahu, it is accepted practice, the Luya Arisa, Arisa is a sharecropper, here it's just a lashon of the worker who tends to your wine press. The Luya Arisa Lemitrach Agufe, this fellow, the sharecropper who used to go attend to the pressing, he would have to go look after and prepare the barrel, the containers, already 70 days before Shivim Yoimin Mikami Martzat, before the pressing season begins, before the actual crush happens. And that we see from the Mishnah, because we consider everything to be tur 7 days in advance. Apparently 70 days in advance is considered the cutoff point. That's when you start preparing for the upcoming wine press. So what did we learn today? We learned that actually there's a chumrah to truma over kodesh, because when it comes to kashim, amaretz is believed throughout the entire year, whether it's wine, oil. He's believed to say, look, I prepared, I reserved it for mizbeach use, whether I'm going to use it, sell it to others. There's a special ne'amanus when it comes to mizbeach. We don't want to make them feel rejected. We want to include them in our Beis HaMikdash and karbanos. We learned that when it comes to kashim, we don't differentiate. It's either all or nothing. The barrel comes along and the truma comes along, because it's not proper to consider only one part for the mizbeach and the rest a tummy. Regarding truma, that's limited to the sha'as hagites v'habadim. Even if you're still pressing, but if it's after a season, it's over. What about the kayin? What about the kayin accepting it mid-year and holding on to it? That wasn't clear. We didn't have a conclusion on that in the Gemara. But the Amaris can certainly hold on to it and pass it on to the Chavar come next year's season. And then he has Naimanis again. Hatzlacha t'ra'avatiyu and Surah's Tevis.